think it's kind of easy if you have your goals set on, you know, what you want to do. My goal is to play for this team and help in any way to win a Super Bowl. So when I'm in the offseason by myself, it's obviously not as easy with everybody there. And, you know, you got guys to work with, because football is not like basketball where you can go get a ball and just dribble up and down the street and you're getting better. You kind of need other people around. But if you have your mind set, and they gave us everything we would need, a routine to have for lifting and running and all that, and we have our playbook, so studying. So if you have your goal set, it's not too hard to stay focused on what you need to do.
Are you planning on joining Carson up in North Dakota, or?
I'm gonna try to. Okay. Yeah, we're set up a trip. I'm sure somewhere. Yeah, I'm new to this, so yeah. I don't know.
How much do you think that would help? I mean, for you, you're a young guy, new guy. How much do you think would help everybody as a unit, that these skilled players kind of keep this fresh going into camp?
I think it's always good to be throwing, especially with your own quarterback. So any opportunity I can have to help Carson as well as him helping me, I'm going to take it. And if it's possible, I'm going to, you know, take advantage of it.
How much do you balance, you know, also wanting to, like, get away from it, get your mind off of football, because that's important also. So how do you balance that being your first, you know, year, not quite knowing how much you should be doing, how much time you should be taking off?
Yeah, I mean, I think we get, like, in my mind, plenty of time off compared to, like, having school and stuff. If you manage it the right way, you know, if you study it the right way and you're not studying and on your phone and going in between for 4 hours, something you can do in an hour. So if you can manage time well, you have time to take breaks, but I think you always need to take, like, that 1 week or 2 weeks just to get away. And that's what all the veterans have told me, like, listen, like, don't do anything football for a couple weeks.
Have you ever been to North Dakota?
No, I have not. I've never been anywhere outside the East Coast except for California for 2 months to train, but that was it.
Is that something, like, you'd be looking forward to?
Yeah, like, my favorite place would be if I was by myself sitting on a farm with nobody else around, yeah.
Where do you think you made the most improvements over these last couple months that you've been here in Philly?
I'd definitely say the mental aspect of the game. Just little tips and stuff that I've learned from the older guys or Coach Grove, really any coach, has helped me so much. Because physically, I think everybody here is around the same level, obviously, because everybody's a great athlete. It's all up top now that'll change. So I think learning the playbook and getting more mentally prepared for every practice has helped me a lot.